This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oklahoma, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, hello, General Jones. I'm reporting from FEMA Region 6 here, and I just wanted to say that one way that I fought the Matrix this last weekend was I went to a Switchfoot concert, and I wore a shirt that said unvaccinated, and I was just walking around proud, you know, showing off my colors, and I even had the band signed it at the end of the show.
Beautiful.
So that's what we need to do. We need to fight in the 30s.
And little things like that together are huge.
And because we lost the internet, that's long gone. So we need to fight in the 3D world and the spiritual, or using the spiritual, and we really need to just tell people about how they're killing us all. So.
I totally agree with you. What do you make about just how it's all out in the open? World government, total tyranny. They're just flaunting it.
Yeah, and also another little tidbit of info. I think that the Antichrist is going to be Prince William. It says that he's going to have a number, right? So royalty are pretty much the only people that have numbers associated with their names. But I think he'll be the one. So look out for that. What do you think about that? You think the Antichrist has been revealed yet?
I mean, I think he looks like a big mole rat. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who the Antichrist will be. I just know the Antichrist system's here.
And as far as Owen goes, my soul will be with him, you know, every day he's there. So I feel like
I want to be clear. I want to be clear. Nobody told me yesterday because I was on the show but didn't listen to the end of it. I didn't know that the word came down he goes to jail the 24th of next month. And it was like a punch in the stomach this morning. But it wasn't because I care about Owen. And I do care about Owen. I love Owen. It's that it's just all of us. He did nothing wrong. The judge said it's because of your free speech when he sentenced him. And it's just an affront. It is pissing in our face. It's my rights being taken, not just Owen's. It's your rights. What happens to him is happened to us. We need to get back in that mindset that when, you know, when they do these things, that what you do to the least of me, you've done to me, as Christ said. And so, yeah, I hear you. And Owen's a great guy. I appreciate you, brother. God knows they're going to pull on him when he's in prison. Greg in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I love you. Appreciate everything you do. I'll tell you, I've been going to and fro in my Bible for the last 3 years pretty hard. I've been into eschatology and prophecy. You know, that's a third of the Bible.
Everybody should be into it now because we're living it.
You better believe it. You know, in Revelation 18, verse 23, it says, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at in all in thee. For thy merchants with the great were the great men of the earth, and by their sorceries, which is pharmakia, were all nations deceived." Everybody talks about Matthew 24. There's a lot of confusion going on. You know,
so they're going to put everybody on drugs and 5G, which they admit.
Correct.
Everybody's going to be so fried you can't even think.
Correct. You know, and Christ said, you know, take heed that no man's deceived. And there's a lot of deception going on out there.
What's the exact verse? If God didn't intercede, even the elect would be deceived.
Correct. We are there at the cusp of tribulation, Jacob's trouble. We're right there. I know there's several views on what's going to happen, but that verse I just read is at the end of tribulation, and we are right there. I truly believe the Bible tells us through Paul that we are not appointed to wrath. So the most important thing that we need to understand right now is we need to give this to Jesus Christ, and we need to make sure that people are saved.
No, I agree. I mean, it's a spiritual thing. This can't be fixed like old wars physically. It doesn't mean we don't defend ourselves. Although we're wimps, but it means this is a spiritual battle. Hold on. I'm gonna come right back to you, Greg. And then Adam, Alan, Randy, and David, and then Kate and Allie takes over.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Is the end of human history. The end of human-dominated history. History will continue with somebody else in control. In 5 years, there'll be a technology that can make decisions independently and that can create new ideas independently. Maybe they'll be nice. Maybe they'll solve cancer and climate change, but we are not sure. I'm tending to think of it more in terms of really an alien invasion. An alien fleet of spaceships coming from planet Zircon or whatever with highly intelligent beings. This is what we are facing, except that the aliens are not coming in spaceships from planet Zircon. They are coming from the laboratory. If the humans are divided among themselves and are in an arms race, then it becomes almost impossible to contain this alien intelligence.
What have I said probably 5,000 times the last 20 years on air? Been on air 29 years, but about 20 I figured this out. I told you, aliens aren't coming from a foreign star system. He just plagiarized me completely. That's a new clip from him last week. They're building the aliens here in the laboratories. So let's have the archivists not go overboard because there's literally thousands of clips. Get 10 clips for tomorrow. Just 10. But let's go back a decade or so or more and let's just show people. He's the high priest of their propaganda. Give up, it's over, you're gone, you're done, you're finished. But they're convincing us to turn off the human system. They're convincing us to stand down and telling us this thing that's coming is better than us. It's a lie. Hitler said, I'm only going to kill certain groups of people. He's saying, you're all obsolete. Whether you're an Orthodox Jew, or whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Baptist, whether you're a Catholic, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're a Hindu, whether you're a Sikh, this thing's coming to destroy you. They've already got it all set up. I got to give these other callers for Kate Daly takes over. I don't want to take much of her time. But Greg brought up a point. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And we're not appointed by God in our work to be murderous. That doesn't mean you don't defend yourself. That's different. Murder is not, oh, thou shalt not kill. The real translation is thou not murder. Murder means you want to kill some innocent person. The Bible tells you over and over again, the same book of the Bible, somebody comes to kill you at your house, rise up and defend your family and kill them. Kill is not murder. We don't go out and offensively murder people. Because I don't know how many times I've been told at gun shows and at events for 30 plus years I've been politically active, 29 on air, almost 30 now. Next year will be 30. Well, I see you in blue helmets. I'm going to get my rifle out. I'm going to blow their ass away. The UN blue helmets are in control of your medical care. They're in control of the internet. They're in control of the curriculum. They're in control of the dollar. They're in control of the military. They're in control. They don't come with UN blue helmets. They come with the bureaucracy. And you don't beat that. You think you go shoot the mayor that's a leftist? That makes him a victim. They got 50 more worse than him or her ready to go. You got to kill the idea. You got to educate people and expose it. It's a cultural, economic, mathematical, spiritual equation. So all these people that tell me, all these vets, everybody else, like, I tell you, it's about time to start, you know, shooting, and they sound like Yosemite Sam, and I'm not blaming them. I get it. That'd be so much easier, wouldn't it? Why hates globalists? I'm the roughest, toughest hombre west of the Pecos. We're not Yosemite Sam. Somebody kills Biden, that makes them stronger. Somebody kills Obama or Big Mike, makes them stronger. We kill their name. We kill their lies. We kill who they are. That's why they haven't killed me. They don't want to make me a martyr. We don't make them a martyr. They're killing my name. It's capture the flag. I'm one of the flags they want to capture. I'm not on a power trip. I'm not the greater person. They've chosen me as an archetype. They want to demonize, silence, and take over and make me something I'm not. You're fighting every day to make sure that lie doesn't continue. And you're winning. I am in your hands. My destiny's in your hands. I appreciate you. I need you. Not just because I personally don't want to be demonized and lied about. I don't even, that's 1% of it. 99% is they capture my name. They'll use it as a weapon. And the last thing I want to be used is as a weapon against the people. I've said I've been captured by the enemy and the information fulcrum. People go, look, he admits he works for him. He's been captured. No, the archetype they built, the false Alex Jones, has been captured. That's why they do all these TV shows and movies with the origin stories of Alex Jones that are totally false, because my origin is your origin, and our origin together, if the truth is known, is victory. What we've done in 29 years together is amazing, is game-changing, is powerful. And they're scared that's going to be duplicated as an example. So instead of us being an example of freedom to empower people, it must be an example of failure, and look what happens to you if you stick your head up. You get $1.5 billion judgment against you. It's all lies. And I take your shot at 10 times worse than your stupid judgments. You got to really gauge things, not according to how you're being attacked, but according to the bigger picture. So instead I go, man, these attacks are really luscious. Sometimes a week or so goes by before some new horrible lie. And I go, man, I'm not doing my job, huh? I haven't turned on the computer and seen my inbox full of lies. I haven't been attacked today enough. I see these horrible, horrible lies, and I go, oh, thank you, God. And not because I'm a sadist. I'm not into pain. But I need to be over the target. You got to get in that mindset. Because the louder our enemies squeal, and the louder they attack me, the more I know I'm over the target. And I've been in a few of these fights. I'm not the toughest guy around. I fought tougher men. I can't remember when, to quote Johnny Cash. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I love when I once said that a few days ago. That sometimes you get in a fight with somebody and they decide to stand straight up with you. And they just start punching you full power in the face. And those were the best fights, because they're sitting there and breaking my nose, hitting me in the eye, knocking my head in, and I just lean back and start uppercutting right in their jaw in a couple hits. Their jaw's broken, their nose is off their face. I feel kind of bad about it, but at a sick level, it felt good. I've torn 5 or 6 noses right off me. And it wasn't until they were really hurting me bad that I threw that hateful punch of pure power and broke that jaw and watched that big old 6'4" man go down in a pile of bones. Yeah, you broke my nose. You blacked my eye. You gave me a concussion, but I just tore your face off. And so while they're punching me, bashing my head in, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about, I'm going to swing with everything I got against your ass. Don't you take that. And when I feel my fist breaking, that means I know I hit home. I look at my fist and a person's bone out of their nose is sticking out of it. I just devastated your ass. You started it, and you just found out. You may weigh 100 pounds more than me, but I just beat the hell out of you. Now, that's satisfying as a man at a primitive level, to know you can deliver when it comes down to it. So now I got to take the punches while I throw them. And that's what it's all about, folks. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. So let's not be violent and go out and shoot police officers and burn down buildings at the left. Let's burn down their lives, the city council and the school boards and the state houses. Let's use our voices and our ingenuity and our minds and our money, and let's hurt them bad, and let's hit them with everything we got, because there's nothing better than turning it loose. I told you 100 times, I'll say it again. I don't know how all this is going to end to the globalists, but we didn't start this. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. You better believe you got a fight. You came looking for one, you just got one. You just got one, you pedophile devil worshipers. And that's that spirit they fear. That's why they want this show shut down, because they know the spirit's real, and they know it's the ace of spades, and there's nothing they can do to stop it if we decide to put our guts and blood and souls and bones on the line. All in what God wants. God doesn't want half in or quarter in or middle of the field, riding the fence, lukewarm. God wants you to be 110% all in. I got to hand this over to Kate Daly. I'm not going to take more of her time. She knows sometimes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ourselves anyway, but you know, there's too many of you out there that understand what's going on. And I wanted to kind of hit on the obvious nature of things, because it's hard to fathom for a lot of people what's happening, because I almost think it's too obvious. And Alex just alluded to that. It's too obvious. It's out there in front of your face and so hard not to see. And then people still don't want to recognize it. So I'm going to kind of attack that a little bit today. And maybe a different way in which we can look at the number 666, kind of interesting. And then I want to tell you a little bit about a little known story about Bill Gates, okay? Because the more holes we poke in these people, the more exposing that we do, that's what's going to help people finally understand where we're at, I think. And so I'm going to give you an example. Let's go with the extreme obvious right now. So God gives us intelligence, right? And if you're a God believer, which I am, then you realize where intelligence comes from, okay? So what do they name it, what they're doing today? Artificial intelligence. Not very creative. Artificial intelligence. Just to kind of let you know exactly what it is, right? Very anti-God. They're starting to use this in the schools as the teacher. Lots of things going on the AI front. But I want to point that out because sometimes we don't even see the obvious nature of even what things are called. And what things are called is excruciatingly obvious, okay? They had to go with artificial intelligence. They didn't even have a suave name for it. It's kind of funny. Christ, Antichrist. It's the Antichrist. So you know exactly who it is. Very, very telling of what that is. But let's go back just a little bit. I spoke about Project Bluebeam, and of course, Sergey Manast was murdered for that. They took away his kids. Mysterious death. I think he was 49 or 51. It depends on which report you read, but he was murdered for talking about that. And it was about the future, what they're going to bring. And before that, though, what people don't know is that he was the one that brought forth what was called the Toronto Protocols. Okay. The Toronto Protocols was mostly written in French. You can get it in English, but it's mostly written in French. And this was a gathering in 1967. And they laid out the plan. So think about 1967, okay? Right before the 70s and 80s were hitting. And their goals, this is 18 men. That number is important. 18 men. And they set out their goals. And this was the economic, the political, and the social policy for the 70s and the 80s. And they said, if this is successful, okay, we're going to capture global power by implementing the New World Order. 18 men sat down to do this. You know what they called themselves? The 666. You want to know why? This is so fascinating to me because it kind of puts a different spin on what that means, okay? And maybe this can wake some people up in your circles. Because really, truly, isn't that what you want to do? Got to wake up the masses. The 666, there was 18 men, six of each, okay? And this was the most senior in international financiers, okay? And also, this was a group of men who were basically in charge of pharma, okay, and food. They claimed pharma, food, and vitamins under one umbrella. Then you had the six energy consortiums, okay, the six biggest. And then you also had the six biggest in banking families, in banking money, okay? These 18 guys met together and decided what they were going to do. Doesn't that kind of put a different spin on how you view 666? Because if you know what they're in control of, it's a little bit easier to digest how they've infiltrated right now, what they're in charge of, what they're doing. Because a lot of people will look at that number and they'll think of this character with a pitchfork instead of understanding the infiltration aspect of what evil can do. And so these 18 guys, six of each, the top six in banking, the top six in energy, and the top six in food control, which is pharma and vitamins included, as they established, sat down and wrote this protocol together. And this was all about defining a common strategy over absolute control over world trade, the possession of energy weapons, okay, and international control of food, vaccines, vitamins, pharma. Interesting, right? I wonder if people could relate to that number a little bit more if they understood how vastly we're infiltrated by all these things and what that really means. Because if you look at evil just on its face and you say, well, that's evil, but over here I'm good, so that doesn't touch me. A lot of people do not realize, and I found this when I'm speaking or when I'm on the radio, on my show, people don't understand how deep it goes. And that's where that wake-up moment is. It's in the how deep it actually is, how much they control, rather than that's evil, I'm not evil, so that doesn't touch me. And of course, everything's fine, right? The media is great and everybody's great and I'm doing fine and I went to work today and life is grand. So no need to look under the covers because it hasn't been infiltrated. That's what a lot of people out there think. So maybe seeing it that way, I thought it was interesting that they named themselves the 666 and they came out with this report, the Red Dawn, in June of 1995 with their 27 protocols. Total control of the planet by taking over the IMF, the GATT, the Brussels Commission, NATO, the UN, and international organizations. Isn't that fascinating? They had all of this written out, and they said if they could abolish Christian traditional religions in order to replace them one by one by a world religion, if they could abolish all national identity and national pride in order to establish a world identity and world pride, right? And to abolish the family as known today in order to replace it by individuals, all working for the glory of government. Wow. And when you look at today, isn't it fascinating how obvious COVID is? How obvious it is. You guys realize that they manufactured those shots. And gee, so coincidental in one, I'll use the pun, shot. In one shot, they got the shots right. And they didn't even have to experiment with them. And they got them out the door in billions of shots during a lockdown. We're able to produce that in just a few months. That's amazing, isn't it? And they got it right the first time out when usually shots take 10 years, right? With testing and everything else, they got it right. And people can't see that. They cannot see what a farce that is. And I hate even referring to it as a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. There's absolutely no COVID in it whatsoever. COVID is a label. So it's so fascinating that people in the most obvious circumstances have a super hard time seeing what's right in front of them. Like China not needing a shot, but they're fine. Interesting. And also coming out with these shots and making them even before 2020, as Moderna admitted over in Europe, right? When in those hearings, they admitted that they were starting to manufacture these so-called shots as the cure. So how do we get people to see this? How do we get people to see this? How do we get people to see that Costco workers, Walmart workers, post office workers, nobody that was out and about in 2020 and 2020 died, right? They were all pretty just fine. And the only ones that died were in ICUs. How do you get people to see that? How do you get people to see that they named Remdesivir, right, as the cure right from day one, in January, the end of January, before we even named COVID? How do you get people to see how obvious it was that Fauci had to have that drug from Gilead and profit off of that, and it was the kill drug? So when I come back, I want to show you we don't really talk about this side of Bill Gates, because I want to blow a really big hole through the Bill Gates narrative. Bill Gates is in charge of our health. He's in charge of our education. He's in charge of everything, it feels like, and even our depopulation, as he readily admits. So when I come back, I want to blow a hole right through that and give you this story about Bill Gates that people do.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the Trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The Trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The Trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Kate Daly, from katedalyradio.com. And I'm going to tell you a little known story about Bill Gates. Never gets talked about. Blows a huge hole through the Bill Gates narrative. In fact, when I look at the four, the famous four, Elon, Gates, Bezos, and Zucker, I see the same pattern. And so I'm going to give you Gates today and kind of go through this. And maybe at another time, I'll give you the other three. But so this story starts out with Bill Gates and Paul Allen first meeting as teenagers in the 1960s, okay? Mr. Senior Kermit Frog himself. 1960s at a really prestigious school in Washington, okay? Now, Allen is a couple years older than him, even though he looks like he's about 6 years older than Gates, okay? So Gates looks like they met when he was 13. Little Billy was 13, and Alan was actually, I think, almost 16. Okay. And, you know, 16-year-olds love to hang out with 13-year-olds. Okay. Anyway, and they look completely, I mean, in two different genres of guys, okay? So Billy looks like a little pipsqueak, a little nerd. And there's only a couple pictures, but I think both pictures actually have him, Paul Allen, sitting at a computer actually working while Billy is sitting beside him just sort of watching, okay? Kind of interesting. Billy's never, ever at the computer, but Billy's just sort of watching him, okay? So those are the couple pictures. And this is a very prestigious school, Lakeside. Needs some money to get in there. Paul Allen's family didn't have a lot of money, so kind of interesting that he somehow got his tuition for that place. But besides the point, they ended up buddies. I guess we're supposed to believe the buddy narrative. So they're buddies, and Allen, 1969, he graduates in 71, okay, and goes to college. And Billy Boy is still at this school and then decides to go to Harvard. Now, they have Microsoft starting in 1975, but the biographies have Billy at Harvard until 1976. Okay? Kind of strange, right? So the official story was Microsoft was founded by Bill Gates and Paul Allen April 4th of 1975 to develop and sell the basic interpreters for the new Altair 8800 computer. So he was only a freshman, 19 years old, but started and was CEO of this company. And I'll come back to that in just a moment. But there's a peculiar story about how this actually happened. Okay. So let me give you the couple of guys that are actually the geniuses behind Microsoft. And that would be Ed Roberts and Forrest Mims III. They were actually Air Force Weapons Laboratory at Kirtland Air Force Base, and decided to use their electronics background to produce small kits for model rocket hobbyists, okay? And in 69, while Billy is, you know, simply a sophomore, you know, at his little prestigious school with his dad that is into Planned Parenthood and his mommy that is in United Way, Roberts and Mims, these two guys, along with Cagle and Zoller, founded Micro Instrumentation and Telemetry Systems in a garage in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and started selling radio transmitters and instruments for model rockets. Okay? So Roberts was an American engineer, entrepreneur, medical doctor, and he invented the first personal computer in 1974, and he's known as the father of the personal computers. These are the actual geniuses behind Microsoft. He founded this company. And in 1970, started selling these rocket things, and then was on the cover of Popular Electronics in 71. Okay. And he was also an instructor at the cryptographic school when he finished that course, setting up this one-man company called Reliance Engineering. And he was also in an Air Force program to complete his college degree and became a commissioned officer and earned an electrical engineering degree from Oklahoma State. And then, of course, worked in intelligence and was assigned to the Laser Division Weapons Laboratory at the Air Force Base. Okay? Well-connected in intelligence, Roberts and Mims were the ones that actually designed these very things that we actually pin on Bill Gates now and Allen. Okay? Now, I do think Allen was smart, and Allen knew how to work his way around a computer, right, at the time, very limited, but could do it. But they like to say that Bill Gates was the brains. Although Allen admitted later, well, I was the computer brains, and Billy was the business guy. Although Billy never held a job, and Billy never ever worked in a company, and Billy never owned a company, but somehow he was the business brains. Interesting. Okay. So the story goes, Bill Gates was a student at Harvard, and Paul Allen worked for Honeywell in Boston. So this guy that's years older than Billy gets out of school, can work anywhere, Allen, and he follows Bill to Harvard to work near him so he can be by him, so he can visit him in the dorm all the time. Strange story. If you think about that, if you go back to college, it usually doesn't happen that way, but okay. And they said that they had previously written this software enough to support a basic interpreter, kind of like a little model that they built, okay? So that's kind of interesting. So the story goes, that he saw this cover in January, although Harvard gets it wrong and says it was in December. They saw this cover in January of the Altair. And suddenly Alan went, this is how we're going to claim our stake to fame. Okay, we're gonna invent something that goes along with what they're doing. These two geniuses in intelligence that actually started the company in New Mexico. So they're up at Harvard and they're working on this. And Harvard says Bill is rocking back and forth under stress as he's trying to come up with this little model. They come up with this little model, and a month later, yep, and Paul Allen flies down to Albuquerque, New Mexico in March of 1975. Just a few months later, okay? These two guys that started this huge company, over 230 employees, okay? They're selling the Altair, these two guys in intelligence. Paul Allen flies down there and says, we have this little basic model of this thing that we did. It's not really even produced yet, but we just put together this little nondescript model. Look at this, okay? And Bill Gates didn't fly down, just Allen. Allen goes down, and he basically says to these guys, this is going to save your company, even though the company was already going. They were getting 200 orders a day. They were on the cover of Popular Electronics, okay? And all of a sudden, Allen is made the vice president of this company. Wow, that's kind of amazing. They just met, and he's vice president. That was in March of 1975. 1 month later, Allen constructs Micro-Soft, okay? But he doesn't name himself as CEO, even though he's older and obviously knows more than Bill. And Bill's still up at Harvard, by the way. He names Billy as CEO of the company at 19 and 20 years old. That's interesting. The guy's not even around, but you name him CEO of a company when you could clearly name yourself, right? Because they partnered up with the guys that owned this Altair. And they said, okay, we get a certain amount of money off of each basic interpreter sold with the Altair, okay? So he says, here I am. These guys paid to have Allen come out, not knowing Allen. Allen has absolutely really no reputation, being only like 23 years old, okay? And he's only working for Honeywell in Boston near Harvard. So he doesn't even have a reputation, nothing. And he gets... He gets these guys to fly him down, put him in a hotel room. They immediately make him vice president. Wow, what a jump to the top. And then Allen starts Microsoft 30 days later with Bill as the CEO. And by the way, Bill is still up at Harvard for a whole nother year, never even visits his company. You guys believing this yet? Okay. So he's hired as vice president and director of software at this company started by these two actual geniuses that actually came up with this in the intelligence realm. And then, of course, Billy stays up there, doesn't even meet with these guys, okay, comes down after the summer and the next following year to run then his company in New Mexico. Strange. I find it strange. I wonder if you find it strange. So... Then the story goes that these guys are in this arbitration with Microsoft, okay, that little Bill Gates owns. And all of a sudden, these two guys who have spent their whole life working on these things suddenly sort of roll over, never to work really in this genre again, basically put out to pasture. And by the way, did I mention...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airline.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the home, you didn't have all the secrecy and all the spying and all of the things that were going on. Then all of a sudden, those guys, right, that went off to pasture, okay, never to really be seen in the electronics front again, never to be talked about again, even though they spent their whole lives. These guys were in their 40s. They had spent their whole lives in electronics devising all of this. Bill Gates has put us the face of it. Okay. And then all of a sudden, Bill is in charge of our health. He partners with the CDC. He partners with everybody, basically. He's giving shots in Africa, using them as guinea pigs, using us as guinea pigs. He is over our health, our education, pretty much everything. For a computer guy that's autistic, we put him in charge of health. Think about that for a moment. We put him in charge of all these other avenues. Why? How did that come to be? Well, it came to be because they built up the philanthropy part of the Bill Gates organization. And that's really where everything is done, the Bill Gates Foundation. So you have the Bill Gates Foundation spending money and being the partner, and it looks like a not-for-profit, right? And it looks like this giving agency. They just care so much. They're carrying us to death. Okay? They're over our health, they're over education. And all of a sudden everything is done under the arm of the Bill Gates Foundation. Because remember, he stepped aside and let Microsoft do Microsoft thing, as it always had, really. And he became Bill Gates Foundation. I call it money laundering, but everyone else calls it philanthropy. This is always how it's worked. This is how they did it through the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation. Everything is always done through philanthropy so it looks less threatening. And it looks like we're just giving. We're just giving. We just care so much. We just love. We just love. When most people go off and they play golf or they people retire, a senior Kermit the Frog is right there in every single aspect of our lives and everything that we do. It's funny because when you really look at all the things going on right now, I look at Ukraine and I'm thinking, why didn't they just make the country a not-for-profit and do the money laundering that way, right? I mean, that's how things are done in America, but we don't really see, or really around the world, but I don't think we really see how it operates. And this little boy wonder, was he really a boy wonder, or was he just chosen as the face of Microsoft? Remember, they put him as the CEO. Alan had no reason to do that. Alan was the brains. He was older. Why put Billy Boy as the CEO when Billy Boy's at Harvard and not even going to run the company? Anybody else find that odd? Yeah, I find it odd too. When you go into Bezos' career, I will speak about Bezos for a moment. Bezos was interesting because same kind of thing, right? Same kind of thing. He was a finance guy, hedge fund guy, and all of a sudden he decides, as he's driving over, you know, around the country, that he needs to get into books. Books at the time were probably not the most lucrative industry, okay? And he put forth a business plan that said, I'm not going to make a profit for almost a decade, but I'm going to get into this industry and I'm going to have all of these investors come and run to me and want to put money in my little book company. We had mail order. We had all kinds of things like that already. But all of a sudden you have Amazon crop up. And even before it's profitable, did you guys realize in 99 they put him on the cover of Time magazine? That's one of the big tells is Time magazine, because it was bought, organized, and put forth by the government, by the Council of Foreign Relations. So you have Bezos on the cover, not even being a boy wonder genius, but he's on the cover of Time magazine as one. Prepping us? Telling us that he's the genius that he's going to be, because why? So later on, you have him admitting that he's getting $600 million, right? About a decade ago, $6 million from CIA. But I actually think the company was bought and sold by the CIA to begin with. I actually think that he's more of a CIA front than he is a partner with the CIA. This guy was built up by our press, and you know, and I know when the press gets involved, that's exactly the direction they're going in, is to build up somebody in our eyes, to make them look like the boy wonder, the genius that starts a company. And what I find fascinating about this guy is that he was in an interview. I think it was Business Insider magazine, and they said, why did you come up with the name of Kindle? And the other employees wanted it to be named Fiona or something. And he said, I want it to be named Kindle because of a book burning, because it's not book burning, but he said, because it's like fire, right? And people started going, you mean like kindling? That's weird. Why name it Kindle? Because if you have electronic books take over and you have people get rid of the books in their home, you can change electronic books, but you can't change books in your home without it being really visible, right? You can't X out words. You can't change meanings of words, but in electronic books, you can. Also, Amazon seems to be the hub of everyone's shopping habits, right? For data. What do Windows and Amazon have in common? Data collection. That's what they have in common. So you're telling me investors came on board to Bezos' little book company, were enticed to come on. He leaves hedge funds. He leaves all these lucrative businesses to start a book business, put on the cover of Time magazine, and all of a sudden he's at the hub of our shopping in America. The very, very hub of our shopping data. More data on each American than they know what to do with. Okay? So you've got this realm. Same with Zuckerberg. Excel, which was an arm of InQtel, which is CIA funding, gives this kid, $12-13 million to start. The guy's unproven. Zuckerberg's unproven. The CIA had already come up with this whole entire network, and they called it LifeLog. But that closes up, right? And a month later, Zuckerberg comes up with the very idea that the CIA already had and had put together called LifeLog. The CIA can't sell it, though. You would never put your pictures up on LifeLog, right, knowing the CIA has it. So they give it to Zuckerberg. He's the face of it, the little robotic face of it. And all of a sudden, this little hack, this little 21-year-old, gets all this money. Who's going to give money like that to a kid who's unproven? Think about all the businesses you started or ideas you had or how you've had to work up the food chain of life. And all of a sudden, Zucks is getting all this cash to start this company, right? It's so fascinating to me. And when you realize that it was an arm of the CIA money and all tied into Peter Thiel, who's PayPal, who is CIA money, you realize that all the data collection from PayPal banking, from Amazon purchasing, from the data we collect in our computers, all have these privatized faces on them. Why is that? So that we think they're private companies. So we think that these guys are billionaires because they were private. When all along, this was a very government-run situation from the very beginning, I think, in all three. And I think the same with Elon, too, but I'll attack that another day. But it really, when you go back to the beginnings of these guys and you realize that they had to have a friendly face. This is why when Zuckerberg was called in to testify in Congress, right? They swatted him, but nothing really happened, did it? Because it's all a dog and pony show. Because you have to look like these companies are private and that the government's going to control them, when in reality, the government really owns them all, really owns every single facet of the data collection. Because data is king. Data is king. So you look at all these faces and these fronts of these companies, and if we can start sort of exposing the fact that we were given these entities all backed with CIA money, and we realize that these people are put and marketed and advertised as being the helm of these companies, people still think in the back of their mind that Facebook's private. It's not private. Since when? Since when? Nothing's going to happen to them, but they have to put on a show, right? So when Facebook does stuff that's unconscionable, they have to look like they are a step away from government, because it has to look like government's going to do something about them eventually, right? But what if you realize that all of these entities were really the government? And then you start to realize how much data they have on every single one of us. And isn't it about control? Isn't it about understanding us and knowing us so well that they can pinpoint what we're going to do in thought crime later on, or what we've done, or what you're writing about, or your friends and family, what you're interested in? That means they can get into every nook and cranny of our lives. That's insanity. But I think all along, we always thought that all of these things seemed like they could be. But when you even go back to Bill Gates' story, there was nothing normal about his story. Look at real life, how companies start, how much you have to go through to actually start a company and do a company. You don't just get made CEO of a company that lands on Time Magazine. You don't just get made CEO of a company that's collecting all that data. You don't think government's going to be in control of that every single step of the way? There's nothing normal about the start of Microsoft. And when you go back into the actual archive, the actual story, none of it makes sense. And then you can kind of start to figure out the Truman Show that we're living, I think. And I think it's very much a Truman Show. But that's going to wrap up this hour. Thanks for listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.